Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via a modem, Tommy McNeil. Officials say the death toll from the earthquake that shook the Indonesian island of Java left at least 268 people dead as more bodies were found beneath collapsed buildings and over 150 are still missing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The quake sent terrified residents fleeing into the streets, some covered in blood and debris, and caused buildings around the rural area to collapse. One woman has told the Associated Press that when the quake hit, her home in Cianjur started shaking like it was dancing. Blocked roads and damaged bridges had prevented rescuers from bringing excavators and other heavy equipment to some of the rural areas to help dig out survivors. Many of the dead are public school students who'd finished their classes for the day and were taking extra lessons at Islamic schools when the buildings collapsed. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Two blasts have gone off near bus stops in Jerusalem, killing one person and injuring at least 14 in what Israeli police said were suspected attacks by Palestinians. One of the blasts on Wednesday went off near a bus stop on the edge of the city where commuters usually crowd waiting for the buses. The second blast went off in Ramat, a settlement in the city's north. The incident came as Israeli-Palestinian tensions continue to run high amid Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. There has been an uptick in recent weeks in attacks by the Palestinians. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has warned the United States that it would face a more fatal security crisis as Washington pushes for a condemnation of the North's recent nuclear test. This is VOA News. Ukraine's counterintelligence service, police officers, and the country's National Guard Tuesday searched one of the most famous Orthodox Christian sites in the capital, Kyiv, after a priest spoke favorably about Russia during a service. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova explains that there are two church factions, one that sides with Ukraine, the other that is influenced by Russia.
This church is under Russian church control. And this church is accused, the popes of this church are accused of collaborating with Russian forces and Russian Federation. So today, security service of Ukraine had together with military representatives had a raid in there. What they are looking for and searching for is any signs of collaboration actions of this Russian church representation in Ukraine with Russian forces as the full scale invasion began.
That's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shinnikova. Britain's economy is forecast to shrink by 0.4% in 2023, more than any other in the group of seven richest nations. According to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, Britain is the only G7 member whose economy has yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Analysts say global economic pressures have been compounded by recent political chaos.
It's on a tree.
The Gray family is getting ready for Christmas. The children are growing more excited by the day, but Mother Haley is struggling.
So I'm having to make sure I've got money for gas and electric. I ain't going to be able to do it. They're going to have hardly anything come Christmas.
Worries that are being felt across Britain. Living standards over the next 2 years are forecast to fall by the biggest amount since records began in 1956. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
King Charles III has welcomed South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to London for the first state visit of his reign. It does include a formal banquet as well as talks with government leaders focused on investment in green energy. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, greeted Ramaphosa during a ceremony on Horse Guards Parade near Buckingham Palace. William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, also attended. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.